Dear friends, welcome again to another conference of Gnosis. And today we are going to talk about the centers of the human machine, the five centers of the human machine that we can understand better, that we will be able to understand better and to use them in a good way so we can make them work even better, and they will work for our health and for also our inner development. That is the most important that we are talking about in this teaching. So today we are going to talk about how these centers work, right? Because we need to understand that we are not the king of the creation, because for many years, for many traditions, in many philosophies, we have heard this line, especially, for example, in the Bible, in the Hebrew Bible, we have heard that line that said, man is the king of creation, but we actually are not that king of creation, because we don't have control over other animals. We don't have control over our emotions. We don't have control over the elements. So that's why we are not the king of creations. What we need to understand today and to be humble about is that we are just an organism, right? A biological organism. And that we are, of course, we have this intellect that may make us different from the rest of the animals in the world. We are like the mama with the capacity of thinking. That's what we are. We are simple human machines because we cannot title ourselves as men. In the very strict meaning of the word man, we are not that kind of man, right? Because a man has control over the elements. A man has a different development that we actually don't have it, all right? So that's what we need to know. And we are just a human machine. And Master Samael said in a very, you know, with hard words, he said that we are human machines condemned to the penalty of living. That's what he said. I know it's a very strong phrase, it's a very strong sentence, but that's what we are. But the good news is that we can change that state that we are living right now. We can be different. We can like change the way we are in this moment. We can turn ourselves into a real man, and we are going to to talk about that today. We are going to compare ourselves as that story of Pinocchio. If you remember the story, Pinocchio, he was created by his father, right? And his father made him of wood. He was just a puppet. He was just a puppet, and Pinocchio, he had no soul. He had not a heart. It was just a puppet. And this is something very funny, because we can see this story also in ancient traditions of Mexico. Here we have the Maya people, the Mayan people. They had this book that is a book of wisdom named the Popol Vuh. This book of the Mayan used to talk about the men made of wood also. They mention about these men, but the gods saw this man and they decide to destroy it because it has not the power of love. He had not a heart. He couldn't love. He couldn't care about anything around. And so he never showed respect or worship for the gods. So that's why they decide to finish with this kind of men. So, however, we can do a change. We can change ourselves from being this puppet, because that's what we are right now, my dear friends. There are things that control the human machine, right? But we can change that. We can eliminate the inhuman aspects that we have within, like Pinocchio, right? Pinocchio, remember in the story of Pinocchio, he went to, I don't know, to like a boat or someplace like that, and he started to change into an animal. He started to change into a non-human form because he tried to forget rules and things that happened in the in his world. So the same will happen to us if we continue as we are right now. So what do we need to do in order to change? First of all, we need to recognize that we don't have the capacity of an integral man has. We are just a human machines. This is the first step. If you really want to change, the first thing you need to do is to recognize that you need that change. And in order to change, if you want to change, I'm sorry, you need to comprehend first that you need that change because you are not correctly like acting. You have not a correct acting. You don't have an accurate thinking. And that is because we have two different kinds of influences that are leading us for different paths, and that are controlling our thinking process and our feelings and everything. These two different influences are, my dear friends, the cosmic influence. The cosmic influence means that we have the influence of many stars, of many cosmic bodies, right? For example, the moon. The moon, it controls us very much. Sometimes we are acting differently, or maybe we feel kind of awkward in some situations, and we say, "What is going on?" But everything is normal. Everything is like it's a normal day. But what happened? We have a full moon. So that influence, electromagnetic influence of the different planets and bodies in the space, will also lead us to a different feeling or to act in a different way. Or maybe if we are kind of, like all the time angry, and with the influence, electromagnetic influence of the different stars or the moon, so we will feel even more angry, right? Or maybe we will feel like sad or depressed, right? Because the mood is really controlled by the influence of the moon. It is that control that there is even a word means lunatic that comes from luna, that is moon in English, right? So also there is another term that is moonstruck, or like a crazy or a on the influence of this satellite. Right. And sometimes people look at us in a funny way when we talk about that, because they say, "How can Jupiter has an influence in my life?" That is nonsense. That is mumbo jumbo things. But unfortunately, my dear friends, this is really real. It's as real as we use like a remote, right, to turn on our TV. We use a remote to control a drone that is up ahead, really, really far away from the remote, and you can control it because you nowadays we have those devices, those gadgets that has the electromagnetic flow, and that electromagnetic flow will control those devices. It's the same process, right? So now you can understand how we are influenced by these electromagnetic forces that comes from the different planets. And there is another influence that is inside of us, because a cosmic influence is externally. But internally, dear friends, we have those invisible threads that are pulling all of our emotions, our way of thinking, our intellectual processes, and that is the ego. The ego with the thousands of egos that are behind that word. Because we don't have only one ego, we have different egos of a different magnitude and a different aspect. And when you, for example, say, oh, maybe I'm kind of angry every time, there are a lot of different anger egos. There are many, many, many. And there is an estimate number of 10,000 egos. Imagine that. 10,000 egos that are different. For example, they are from vain, from self-sufficient, also self-importance, conceit, vanity, hatred, and well, fears, doubts, passions, desires, lies, and etc. Long, 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 etc. Because there are, a lot of egos, and we are creating them every single day as well. So those egos are the ones who control the human machine, the inner machinery, that inner control. By the ego, change our mind, our heart, and also our will. So that is something we need to consider and to understand. That's why we are not the king of creation, because we don't have the power of eliminate this. Well, we have the power to eliminate them, but in this moment, we are controlled by them. The five centers of the machine are also controlled by these influences, and we have these centers. Obviously, there are seven centers because everything is organized in the magic number that is seven. The seven is a magical number, and it is also a very eternal and a special law in the universe. The law of seven. This is a law that organizes everything in the creation. Its name is Hepta Paraparshinok. That is the name in Sanskrit of this law of the seven. There are seven centers actually, but two of the centers are not in use. Those are the emotional superior center and the superior mental center. They are not in use. Why? Because we have those egos, there are many names for egos, my dear friends. Get used to them. We can call them egos. We can call them psychological aggregates. We can call them even demons, or we can call them the myself, right? Myself. That's another way of called the psychological aggregates or egos. Well, those are controlling all the other centers. That's why the two superior centers are not in use. We cannot use them. We cannot reach to that because we have the other centers controlled by those influences we talked about. And well, talking about the five centers, we have the intellectual, emotional, motor, instinctive center, and the sexual center. So those are the different centers in our body, and they are located in these different places. It is like a range of power, right? For example, the intellectual, it is located in the brain. That is like the gravity place, right? The gravity location. Or a gravity center that they have. In the intellectual is the brain, of course. The motor center is located in the nape, in the where the backbone is connected with the skull. That is exactly where the motor is located. Also, the emotional, The emotional center, it is located in the solar plexus. A plexus, remember, it is a set of nerves, right? In the emotional center is or the solar plexus is two fingers up above your navel. So it is its center of gravity. And also we have this the instinctive center that is located in the base of the backbone, in the coccyx, right? And the sexual, of course, they are located in our creative organs. That is the sexual center. And well, these centers, they have different speeds. They are not the same speed all the time, right? It is important to know it because if we know about this speed of this of the centers, we will be able to control that and to respect that in order for us to have a good health and also longer life. For example, in ancient times, people knew this, they really knew this, and they respect this, and they lived really long, long periods of time. That is like the case of Methuselah. Methuselah, he lived 900 years by respecting this speed of the different centers. And there are well, ancient cultures like or past humanities that they live. For example, the Lemurian, they lived 12 or 15 centuries. Imagine it. And there are also stories of monks that respect this speed of the centers. They take care of all the centers of the machine, and they could live a period of 400 years. So imagine, that is amazing. We could live like longer in a good way, right? Because now we can live around 90, 80 years. But when we arrive to those ages, elder ages, we are our body is almost destroyed. We have a lot of disease. We have the diabetes of a problem in the heart, or we don't recognize anybody because we have lost our memory, or we cannot move, or we have like problems in our motor centers, and etc. So that is not a good way to be as old as that, right? But imagine if you arrive the 90 years old very well with a good health and your brain working well, your intellectual center working well, that will be a huge difference, right? So let's start by the intellectual center. The intellectual center is the slowest one. Sometimes people say, wow, the intellectual center is the best. Is the king of the body, and you can control everything with your mind. And what happened? The intellectual is the slowest one. It's the slowest one, is as slow that people in ancient times considered the intellectual center or pictured the intellectual center as a donkey. As a donkey, imagine that. So it is like the representation of the intellectual center. And that's why there is this story of Jesus the Christ when he came into the Jerusalem with a triumph, right? He was successfully arriving there. So that he went into that place riding a donkey. And that is the representation of how Master Jesus Christ, he controlled the intellectual center, dominate our mind, tame the donkey is what we need to do. But what happened nowadays, my dear friends? Nowadays, the intellectual center, it is considered as the best of the best. We put this intellectual center into a throne and we say that is the king of everything. And now the people who has more information in the intellectual center is the people who is like considered a better person. We used to make fun or hate the noble titles, right? Like the prince or the countess or etc. All those novel titles. We used to say, we don't want that. That is bad. You cannot believe yourself of a blue blood of different from us. And we created also revolutions because we don't want that people believe that they are better than us. And what happened after that? We finished with the monarchy. We finished with that. But what happened nowadays? We are creating new titles. They are not noble titles, but they are university titles. So we have like master degrees and a lot of things that we do to be, better, to believe we are better because we are not, right? So that is something that happens nowadays. And the people with more degrees, they earn more money. And so that's why the rest of the population try to do the same. So, well, the moral center, my dear friends, and the instinctive centers are 30,000 times faster than the intellectual center. And maybe you maybe wonder how can this be? Well, easy to do an example of this. For example, you are walking on the street and suddenly somebody trips and you, without even think about it, you catch that woman. Imagine that woman has a baby in her arms. So what you do is like to catch the woman and also the baby, and you don't know how did you do that? You don't even think about it, right? That's why the motor and the instinctive center are really fast, 30,000 faster than the intellectual one. Because if you see that woman fell and you are going to think about, can I help her or not? No, well, the woman will be on the floor. Absolutely, right? For sure. So, and also the emotional center is even faster than the previous one. 30,000 faster than the motor and the instinctive. So imagine that the emotional center is really fast. Sometimes when you are in these teachings and here you learn that you need to forget about hate, you need to forgive everybody, you need to love everyone in the lifetime, no matter how bad people or how they hurt you in the past, you need to forgive and to love. And you say, yes, I accept that. I understand that in my intellectual center. Yes, I am sure about it. And you feel so self-secure about that. And what happened when you see this person who hurt you? Immediately you feel like something in your stomach. You feel something here in your belly. It is uncontrollable because the emotional center is super fast. And that's why you are feeling that. And how can we say about sexual center? Well, is the winner of the race, right? He's the first place and the gold medal. The sexual center is 30,000 times faster than the emotional center, and it is even more accurate than all of them. How can we explain this? Well, there is now in society we see that it's really common to go and not to go to get married, but to go and live with our friend or our boyfriend or girlfriend, because we say we are going to find out if we are compatible, if we are sexually compatible. So they stay like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months living together, 6 months most of the time, and then say, no, we are not compatible, so let's say goodbye. Well, that is a terrible behavior, a terrible costume we have nowadays, because the sexual center can know immediately as fast as the velocity of light, right? The speed of light, we will know if you are sexually compatible with one person. A woman can know like in just a blink of an eye if that person that he's talking to, it is sexually compatible with her. And that's the real thing. But what happened nowadays? We are, well, we have like this problem with our sexual center. We are abusing of that center because we have many, many things in social media that are well, leading us to abuse of the sexual center, the emotional center, and all of the centers. We are abusing of all of the centers with no consciousness about that. So remember that if you are like watching, I don't know, something in a movie that is charged with sexual impulse to you, that will give you, the sexual center is super fast, but as you are using, like, I don't know, maybe pornography, right? That goes to the intellectual center, and it is super slow. So imagine the sexual, you are going to turn the intellectual center into a sexual center. That is impossible. What happens is that you damage that center, the intellectual and the sexual, right? It is like, for example, when you are driving a car with different speeds, and then you try to go from 0 to the fourth speed, right? From 0 to, I don't know, let's say 90 kilometers per hour. Well, that will be not good for the car, and the car will break down because it is impossible to do that. Well, it is possible, but you will damage your car. So that's something that we don't need to do, but we don't want to do. Same happens with our vehicle, with our sexual center must be respect the velocity, and of course the intellectual must be respected too. So well, let's start by the intellectual center to learn about it. And remember, it's the slowest one, and it is very useful. The intellectual center is really useful because can use it for our mission in life. We can use it to learn about our work, right? If we want to work as teachers, well, we need to study, right, to help people. It is useful to help people, to help everybody, and it works only in its orbit, all right? Only in its orbit it help, because if we take them out of its orbit, it will be a catastrophe. It's the same example. If you want to take your intellectual center to act like the sexual center, that will be a catastrophe for your body, for your center. If you abuse of your mental processes, if you are learning a lot and now you are learning everything and now this and now that, and you don't sleep because you are all the time learning and you want to have a library inside your head, that will be an abuse of your center. You need to respect that. You need to respect that and to take the memory, not like a bag of lots of things there, but something that you read a book, for example, and then you try to understand the book and to take it into the next step, that is meditate about what you have learned, and then you take that learning into another level of memory, that is the consciousness. There in the consciousness, then you will have the information and you don't have to abuse of your memory all the time. But if you want to memorize everything, that will harm you. And today's our modern line, dear friends, lead us to abuse of the intellectual center as crazy. We abuse of the center is because we want a better job. We abuse of it because we want to have extra money. And we abuse of it because we want to know everything. We want to be, very intellectual and to know about all the topics. But it is valid to say, I don't know about that. What's the problem, right? I remember I have a brother-in-law who always said, do you know the name of this person in the government? Do you know the name of this other person in different sources of government? I don't know. And I said, I don't know anything about government. And he laughed about me. He said, how can you be so ignorant? And I say, well, I know other things, but I don't know about government, and I am not ashamed of it. It is the same. Well, there are things that you will learn, other things you don't, but they are not important. So that is, it is okay, all right? So, well, let's stop abusing our memory. Let's stop abusing with all the information of the data that we put inside the brain that is not useful, right? So, well, it is completely necessary to know the names of all the soccer players in a team. That is not useful, right? You are not going to use it to live, to survive. So that is not useful. If you need an information to survive, well, that is the one that you need to have. So don't be afraid of doing that, right? To just know what you need to know, because it is important. Remember that if we abuse of this center, we can create diseases. We can create different mental illnesses as paranoia, schizophrenia, and all the mental illness that a psychologist have in their books. So that's what you need to consider to do that. Remember to meditate what you are learning. If you are at the school, well, do it, right? Read a book, take the lesson, then go home and take a little time for meditate about the lesson, and that will help you more than to be 4 or 6 hours learning for an exam or reading for an exam. That doesn't work. So it is important to know that. So we need to be aware that knowledge is necessary. Of course, we need to have knowledge because we want to be, like to have the knowledge there is important. The data is important, but what is not important is to finish with our intellectual center into illnesses. That's what we don't know. We don't want. So what do you need to do is like to be all the time when you go and learn something or you are going to read something, you have to be in the third state of the consciousness, to be in alert perception of everything, to be aware of where you are, to use your key of discernment, to use your key of SOL, subject, object, and location. And to be there listening and understanding everything and take that on into your brain. And after that, you need to do this like a meditation into that topic you have learned. And then you will have that forever in your consciousness. If you are studying chemistry, well, what you need to do is to send that information to the consciousness. So in that with that process, you won't forget anything, and you don't need to study hours and hours for an exam because you already have that information there. You just need to relax, breathe in calmly, breathe out calmly, and then you will have the information available. So that's what we need to do. The emotional center, well, is fast, is faster than the intellectual center, and this is located, remember, in our belly, up above our belly button. So here you have all the emotions. If you feel sad, if you feel happy, if you are optimistic or pessimistic for today, it's because your emotional center is vibrating. And well, what happened with the emotional center nowadays, my dear friends? We have a terrible abuse of the emotional centers, because as we use our if we misuse our intellectual center, all the illnesses, as you know, like paranoia and etc., will come to your brain. Well, the same happens with your emotional center. You have seen that nowadays we have this nervous system all altered because of the abuse of the emotions. We are crying because we see a movie. We are angry because we have heard the news today, and they are talking about war. They are talking about hatred. They're talking about craziness of people, governments and presidents and all the things that you can see in the media. Well, they create emotions. If you are watching Facebook and you move your finger up and down, that means you are receiving lots of different emotions, strong emotions that are not, we are not able to control. We are not able to understand, to digest all that information, and we create, well, I mean, we do a misuse of our system. And what we do, we can have a heart attack. We can damage our heart. The blood pressure goes crazy, and a strong emotion can create diabetes also, and strong impression can give you a heart attack. Even you can even die because of this. For example, if you have a big scare, something very terrible happened to you, can cause many diseases. So it is important to use it well. A bad use of the intellectual and the emotional centers, they will destroy our balance. That's what we need to learn. This word is the most important. Balance of emotion. Yes, of course, you need to feel. You need to love. You need to feel sometimes worry. Well, it's normal, right? But don't be like super plus hyper worried about something, because if you are worried, then there is no solution and you will get sick. So what do you need is a harmony in your emotions, and you can cultivate your emotions with beautiful music. But music, not the kind of noises that we have nowadays, that our young people are listening. The music is not longer considered as music, because music, it is a harmony in the sound, right? Today there is no harmony, neither in the music or in the lyrics. The lyrics of music, they are talking about sexual things. They are talking about hatred. They are talking about murder. They are talking about blood. They are talking about being that way on that or this way. So be aware of that. Pay attention of what you are listening, and also what your young people are listening, your sons, your teenagers, even your kids, what they are looking. What they are looking in the TV, in the social media, cartoons. Imagine cartoons for little children are full of violence, as well as movies. And what can we say about soap operas? They are full of the psychological aggregates, lies, betrayals. And well, many, many things I cannot even mention right now. There are also shows that are really violent, like, for example, bullfights in Latin America, Latin countries. It is kind of like very normal to go and see these shows, like the bullfights and wrestling, for example. Or there's another box, for example. Well, they are full of violence, the fights, the karate things, that they have no technique. Well, those shows are terrible for your center, and that will cause a lot of anxiety, preoccupation. It will affect you because you are going to create more and more false images of what is going on in life. Right? For example, we see a soap opera, we watch a soap opera, and the main character is a beautiful woman. She's so beautiful that everybody loves her, and she loves everybody too. So we want to be like that woman in the case of a female, right? Or if it's a male character, it is very, strong and handsome and attractive and with lots of girlfriends everywhere, right? Yes, and that's what men want to do as well. So that is an not real thing. Imagine if you have several couples. That is terrible for your sexual center. You are destroying that. But people think that is so cool. So well, that those are things that we need to do. For example, in the ancient times, they were Orpheus. Orpheus, they were like actors in the Babylon, in the Babylon, Babylonian theater, but those actors were so well prepared. They were really well prepared, but not because they were intellectually prepared. They were prepared because they know themselves very well. They meditate a lot to know the inside, what was going on inside. Then when they are in front of the audience, what they perform were real wars. Or were real fights, but within, but I mean, like with the aspects, the negative aspects within themselves. So those fights, those meditations, those interaction with the with their own negative aspects, they were like an example for the audience, and the audience, they went home trying to do the same, to recognize, to find those aspects within them as well. And they also destroy those different negative aspects. And that was a positive way to use this emotional center. So that is, as you can see, something we need to think about, something we need to relax one day and to really have a look. A close look to what we are doing nowadays. And well, there is this technique, the elephant technique, means that you, well, it is a technique that people use when there is a crazy elephant, when they are very stressed, if they are in captivity. One of the elephants is really stressed and start acting like crazy and start to bump and to try to escape and things like that. What the people do is to tie this crazy animal with two calm elephants. And those calm elephants tied with the crazy one help this crazy elephant to calm as well, to be calm, to recover the tranquility, to recover it's a natural way of being like calm, right? So the same we can do with our different centers. If we are like, we have our mind, we thinking uncontrollably thinking, what we need to do is like to tie the two other elephants to other centers. For example, the emotional. We can listen to classic music, of course, like for example, Mozart or Beethoven, or Linz or Wagner, etc. And also we can maybe read a good book, right? A philosophy book, a book that is teaching you something important for your life. Also, you can, for example, walk, use the motor center, right? Motor center, walk in a beautiful place with trees and birds chirping. And maybe you can listen to music as well. And that will help to calm the other center. Well, that is a technique, my dear friends, that you can use. The motor center, where it is, of course, located in the nave, as I already mentioned, in the nave. And well, we use it a lot. We use it a lot, and sometimes we abuse it, of course, a lot. There are sometimes we do sports. It's good. It's good to move our body, to do these sports. It are really, really nice ideas, right? But there is always a but, right? You can hurt if you don't do a sport, you can hurt your motor center, but also you can hurt it if you do too much. Remember to keep it balanced, right? 3 or 4 days a week, a good walk, 30 minutes of walking, stretching your body. Maybe if you have an hour of swimming, that's also good. If you like to run, just do it. Yes, run, but don't run kilometers and kilometers one day, and the rest of 6 days, 6 days you are like sedentary, sitting all the time, and 1 day of the week you run as crazy. That is terrible. That will hurt your motor center, right? The habits, dear friends, are connected with the motor center as well. And things that you have learned. For example, if you have learned how to drive, that is connected to the motor center. If you have learned how to type, that is also connected to the motor center. Sometimes you are typing and you suddenly start like putting your intellectual center there and you get wrong because the intellectual, remember, is really slow. But the motor center is fast, so you can move your fingers just because you have that learn. And the habits, like for example, how do you eat, how do you move, how do you walk, those are also connected to the motor centers. Remember to do it well. If you chew your food, try to do it well, not just chew 3 times and then swallow it. That is also terrible. You need to pay attention on all those little details of your movements. They are also it's a good idea, right? To learn that you can control that and to keep it into balance. It will help you to have your motor center really well. And if you do a lot of sports, and in the morning you go to do this, then in the afternoon again, and then at night you do another, that will end with the energy of that motor center. You will abuse of it. The capital of this motor center will be finished, right? All the centers have a capital of energy, an amount of energy that we need, right, in each of the centers. But if you abuse of the motor center, then you are going to steal more energy from the rest of the centers, of the 5 centers of the machine. And if you want to live 80 years in a good health and very nice, well, if you abuse of your centers, well, you will not be able to do that, right? Maybe you will die younger. So you need to balance all of the centers. That is something that we need to have that clear in our mind. And there is the instinctive center. The instinctive center, well, we have there the maternal instinct, the self-preservation instinct, and also the digestion. And all of the functions of our body that we cannot control, they are also connected to the instinctive center. So, but remember not to abuse of them, because sometimes we believe we are all the time in danger, and we see, for example, a spider, and our self-preservation instinct made us run away from that little spider that is maybe harmless, right? But we do it. So, we need to do our digestion correctly. If you eat well, concentrating the food, then take a few minutes to do the digestion without doing, active things, right? So, well, that is according to the instinctive centers, the maternal instincts. Well, it's a beautiful instinct that we have to take care of our babies. And well, nowadays we see, sadly, we see that this maternal instinct is going like low, low, low. And sometimes people abandon their children. And that is, well, terrible, right? So we need to think about that and to keep a good health in our instinctive center as well. The fastest of the 5 centers is the sexual one. The sexual center, it is, well, the fastest of all, And it is the base of our life, right? This sexual center is really important for us because we use it to create life. But what happened when we abuse of it? Well, the misuse of this sexual center creates terrible diseases, my dear friends, and also create a lot of egos, a lot of psychological aggregates. Today, we misuse this center. This is the most powerful source of energy in the universe. So imagine if we abuse of it, we are going to create negative things, not positive things. So well, we nowadays have a very terrible problem in this center because we abuse of it in many, many ways. When we watch movies, when we watch an advertisement, they are all charged with pornography. They are all charged with a sexual, I don't know, like invitations to different things that are not natural for a human body, right? Animal passions, abuse of many ways. We have different couples. We finish with one. With one, we finish one relationship and we don't last not even one day, and we have now another relationship, or we have two at the same time. Adultery, it is more common than the weed, more common than the grass. So those abuses are, well, taking us into a very terrible state of mind. State of energy, we are abusing of many things. Also, when you watch social media, this is also something we need to really meditate about, to think clearly and to take this decision of I have to stop with this, because we have to use this energy to the reproduction of the species, to the reproductions of our family, right? And also for our body health, because the all hormones and all of the energy that comes from this center, our sexual center, will give us health. Imagine, for example, an old man. This old man has been lonely for many years, and suddenly he fell in love with a lady, and then this old man changed a lot. He looked better. He feels better. He even looks younger. It is because of the hormones liberated by the organs, right? By the sexual organs. And that is also related to the intimate self-realization of the being. If we want to change, if we want to find this realization of our being in ourselves, we need to use our sexual energy in order to destroy the negative side of our inner machinery, right? We need to finish with those threats of the ego. We need to destroy the ego to accomplish the intimate realization of our inner being. So we need to stop with that relaxed sexuality, and we need to be like aware of a good sexual life, right? To have our relationship with our wife, with our husband, and that's what we need to do to be in that parlock duty of the being. What is the parlock duty of the being? It's like to have the control, right? To be in the middle of the road, to be like in a balance of all of our centers. Use all of our centers well, to be conscious of what we are doing, to be conscious of what we are studying, to take the intellectual process into meditation, so we can take the information to the consciousness. To do exercise, yes, it's nice. To work is good, but not abuse of the motor center. To feel love, to feel friendship, to feel, I don't know, sometimes sadness, because that's also natural, but do not do it like too much, right? To cry all the time, to get desperate, because then you abuse of your emotional center. So try to have that balance in all of our centers. And in a sexually talking, well, we need to respect that, to be responsible in our sexual life, right? To have one couple for whole life. And if that couples, well, for some reason, maybe death or I don't know, something, it's out of our life. Well, to wait a period of time, maybe 3 years more, to then try to find another couple, and to transmute your energy, to sublimate your energy, and to take care of your good sexuality in balance and fullness, if we really want to achieve something good in our lives, if we want to live longer, we want to live younger and healthier, then you have to do that and respect all of the centers of the human machine. Well, thank you so much for listening, my dear friends. And the bibliography for this conference is the Fundamental Education, Dialectics Revolution, and Revolutionary Psychology of Master Samael Aun Weor. Thank you so much, and see you in the next.